Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Great to have you company, Adelaide, on this Friday. The best weekend in footy, Jars. The prelim final weekend and right across the board. Grand finals everywhere, which we'll get to shortly. Let's get to you, though. Great man. Welcome.
G'day, Lulu. Hello, Adelaide. Nice to be here on Friday. Yes, prelim finals for me are the grand finals.
Certainly
they're
is.
The best games, Caro.
Well, it is. Absolutely, because the prize is the big GF. That is what's waiting on the line. And I tell you what, the vanquished, it never goes away.
Oh, it doesn't.
And you lose them, does it?
No, it doesn't. Luke.
Dark days out there too, just quickly.
Yeah, it is, Lulu. She's going to come in family, so batten down the hatches. We're going to get some rain over the weekend.
And a big shout out to, and we're a couple of wannabes when it comes to this. It's Tradesman Day today.
We are too.
To the boys. So just a little rush out. Golf clap to all the lads.
Well done, lads.
Who've been on the tools.
They'll be listening.
Oh, they're probably knocked off by now. To be honest, on a Friday.
A couple of pints.
Probably washing down some dust down at the local. Which is a good call, boys.
Yes.
It's a good call. Yeah. You work hard, you play hard.
Yeah, make
and
sure
it's prelim final weekend.
And make sure you shout a mate.
Absolutely.
All right, if it's your turn to buy, get up there.
And if you can, and this is just a little thing from an ex-publican, clean the dirt off the boots before you come in. just a little thing. It's just a little thing. Yeah. And that crossover time, you know, when clientele changes and you're still in your boots and your flanny and your high vis. Just don't be surprised. Yeah. Don't be too argumentative when you get the tap and you don't meet the dress regulation.
Time to go.
Or you've got to stay there.
You've been here since three.
Getting a little loud. lads. If we could just tone down the high-vis vest and the talk, that would be good.
Have a good day, lads.
Hope you had a great day, lads, and enjoy it. Loving this weekend because we've got, obviously, Richmond v Geelong tonight.
Mm.
Cannot wait. Ooh. Collingwood v the Giants.
Yes.
Haven't they been dealt just the biggest... dirtiest, roughest hand in football.
They have too.
With Toby Green not getting off last night. Talk about that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The Waffle Grand Final, Subiaco versus South Fremantle on Sunday. Yeah. VFL, it's got Richmond versus Williamstown. And, of course, Triple M Rock and Footy from 2:30.
That's us.
Sunday. Yeah. The tradition continues. Port Adelaide taking on Glenelg. Adelaide Oval, 3 o'clock that first bounce.
That's exciting.
Toss in another one just for fun. Yeah. Div 1, Amos.
Yeah. Our boy.
Paynham Norwood.
Mm,
Tosh. Gary McIntosh versus the Mouse. Brett Backwell.
Prince Alfred O'Collegians.
POC. Yeah. O'Collegians. Is a blazer required in attendance on that day? And a tie?
It'll be a damn good game of footy.
Should be a cracking game of footy. So we'll get some tips on them before we get out and see how we went.
All right, buddy.
When Monday rolls around.
Nice.
All right. On a sad note, Big Sammy Jacobs. Source.
Yes.
Beloved here at Triple M, and I think here in the state of South Australia, you won't meet a finer man, has called time on his career at Adelaide. He's going to exercise his free agency rights,
correct,
the big source, after 201 games, Jars, and 48 goals.
Mm.
Obviously, Roddy O'Brien came along this year, source got injured, got a crack, felt like the pecking order had shifted
had
and changed.
Shifted, yeah.
A clear directive down there is they're going with youth.
They're going youth.
So, source, no doubt, will be heading somewhere else.
Yes.
So... wish him all the best
of
luck.
Absolutely. And I'm on board.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's fabulous. And I think in this day and age, to go and experience another footy culture before you're done.
Mm.
And he's got a lot to offer still, I think.
Absolutely, yes.
I think
best tap ruckman in the
craft
comp.
Is really good. And
so,
I think...
very exciting times for the big boy.
I reckon even, and just quickly, I reckon the injury is probably going to prolong him.
Yeah.
Because he was battling hard. He had a chance to get the knee
exhausted,
fixed, get it all done. Mm. And now he's got that refresh. He get to a new environment as well.
For 9 years, he's carried that midfield.
Yeah, and don't forget too. Let's be honest. The last 2 years haven't been much fun.
No, it isn't
down there.
No.
So that too can drag you down.
Mm.
So
well done.
We wish the great man all the best of luck with that one.
But we will chat to him next week at some stage.
We'll get hold of him. All right, you ready for a big show? BT is on the show. Bristol. Of course, he'll be calling tonight.
Whoa.
And notoriously a busy time for Brian this time of year.
Yeah.
Kachinga.
Envelope.
All right.
Envelope.
We got Under the Spotlight. That's got to get up as well. Yeah, Timmy Pine's going to finish up today. He's done a great week.
Well done, Timmy.
What a body of work you put together, Tim, while Murph's been away.
Yeah, it's been good. Another level.
Tell you what, haven't had anybody ask where Murph is.
We haven't, have we?
Have we? Not one
None
person.
Of the boys on the streets.
I mean, no one even in the office.
Yeah, that's actually, you're right.
You know, so shout out to you, Murph.
Yeah,
I hope, you know.
Take care, mate.
All right. And of course, Jars has been spying. Always got his eyes on the prize, the big juice. And I tell you what, anyone, as I said the other day, you basically need permission to go into the greater Henley area.
Correct.
All right. Mm. You know, he's got your Find My Friends, you know, the app.
Yeah.
He's got that. He's got every AFL footballer on that. And the moment they stray into his boundary, or as he likes to call it, his lane, his paddock, he knows. And he's going to tell us about a few who've crossed the line
today.
All right.
Goodness gracious me.
They've gone for two. Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Prelim final weekend demands we put the best on the show, Jars, and we've got him. The one and only BT, Brian Taylor. Bristol, welcome to what I reckon is the best weekend in footy, mate.
Yeah, prelim final weekend. It's a ripper, isn't it? It's true, honest, supporter-driven football with just the ultimate hanging on the end of it.
Yeah, I love it. Cannot wait to see it. Just quickly backtrack. Briss Tribunal had a big say in what's going to happen tonight. Obviously, Hawkins got the week and Toby Green didn't get his appeal overturned. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, Tom was, I reckon, about right at a week. It might have even been worth a week and a half if there's such a thing.
Yep.
So that was, I was okay with that. The Toby Green one, I'm just mystified with. I don't get it.
It's crazy.
You know, the only person that gave evidence said it didn't happen. The video says there's no video outcome that says it happened. Yet somehow he's missing a prelim final. To me, it just simply does not make any sense whatsoever. And there's a vendetta against him 100%. Mm.
Totally agree there, Bristol. Bristol, can Geelong defeat Richmond tonight? Without Tommy Hawkins?
Yeah, they can. Of course they can. But Richmond are my team to win it. You know, I think they'll win the whole thing.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough ask, even though they finished on top and on the ladder. But I just think Richmond are a more powerful, stronger, physically capable side than what the Cats are, even though the Cats record says they're the best in the competition this year. I mean, Geelong, after all, got, what are they, 4 All-Australians, 3 of them playing tonight.
Mm.
Richmond, a couple in Hooley and Grimes. But, I expect the Tigers to win.
No, good call. All right, Collingwood taking on GWS. GWS, any chance here to cause an upset?
Yeah, they can win. But, Jesus, things are going to have to go right for them because they're playing a pretty pumped up and puffed up Collingwood side. They're pretty good. I wasn't surprised that Reed came in. They need the height up there. Without Mason Cox playing in the lineup, I just don't reckon they can go into a prelim and ultimately a grand final without another tall swing man at least. And I'm glad to see Reed recall. He's not a long-term prospect by any means, but I reckon it's the right choice to have picked him over a number of smalls that they could have picked. I think Pies will win it. They'll win it pretty comfortably, but, you know, 2 gun players out from GWS. Bloody hard work to win with those two.
Bristol,
out.
Who does De Boer go with? Does he go with Pendles or Treloar?
Oh,
he's a good tagger. He'll tag someone tomorrow.
To me, Pendlebury's the more dangerous. Treloar's an accumulator. Doesn't seem to hurt you as much.
As Pendles does.
You know, he can really hurt you. But then Pendles is more experienced in coping with someone like that.
True.
The ritual now, between now and heading down to the G, is there anything you've got, you're steadfast on, Bruce?
I'm just here doing some notes now and having a bit of a look at the teams and liking what I see. Probably the thing that interests me is late season form, you know. Richmond have won 10 straight. They're going for a bit of a record with 11 straight. Haven't done that since 1980.
Wow.
Whereas Geelong's form, and I was always told by Lee Matthews, Brian, don't look at any other part of the year than the last 4 rounds of the year or the last 4 games that those teams have played. And when you look at Geelong, win-loss, 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 13 weeks of that, right?
Yep.
That's inconsistent. That's a little bit of uncertainty. You look at the Tigers, 10 straight.
Yep.
It's rock-solid form, and I reckon that says it all.
Cherry, right. Stealing Bruce's chocolate tonight, going to leave it alone.
Some freckles last week and I took one big bite of his freckle and I tell you what, it was hell to pay because
he wouldn't have been happy
biting his freckles.
Oh,
I suppose he's sharing the platform and then you start stealing his play lunch. It's not really on,
well,
Bruce.
When you leave a packet of freckles on the bench, they're hard to ignore and I'm telling you, they are my schoolboy and childhood favourite.
Bristol, you know, kaleidoscope of colours, Bristol.
Yes, yes.
You know, when you finish up your commitments after the grand final, do you take Mrs. Bristol away to the Greek islands, or do you go on a yacht, or what do you do for downtime? The
Maldives?
No. Mrs. Bristol will park herself at home and just reorganise the wardrobe and. And I'm going for a bit of a walk with my son in the Australian Alps.
Nice, beautiful.
And then Mrs. Bristol and myself will probably head down to, we might go down to Hobart for a week and just have a look down there. But No, we're not going away this year because we, well, you know, we can't afford it. It hasn't been a great year.
Brian, let's be honest.
You've had a great year.
The sea change, you're on holidays every day, just tell us.
Yes, we are.
We live in Lawn, one of the best spots in Victoria, if not Australia. Mm.
Why would we want to leave there? So we're effectively on holidays all the time. You're quite right.
And Louie and I are going to go on the road, so we'll pop in at some stage over the summer, if that's okay, Briss.
Is that invitation
still? No, don't bother. Don't just go straight past. If you're coming through Lawn, go on the back road. Look, I live on the ocean road. What I might do is I'll meet you down at the gate, a long way from the house. And as you drive past, don't stop. I'll just wave.
Yeah.
And you keep going as you go past. I'll just hold up a sign. Welcome. Welcome, fellas.
We got to keep driving.
Welcome. Keep moving, flogs.
Yeah. Don't hold up the traffic.
Oh, well done. Good calling tonight, mate, and across the weekend. And again, let's see how it plays out. But it's going to be a cracking weekend for footy.
Really looking forward to it. Thanks, boys.
See you, Bruce. All the action on Channel 7 with Briss and Bruce calling all the action. Cannot wait. It's Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Obviously tonight, Jars, massive game of footy, Richmond v Geelong, but also Collingwood v GWS. Well, the Giants can't take a trick at the moment. Toby Green didn't get his appeal overturned last night, so he won't play.
Well, what a complete shambles and a terrible decision by the tribunal, Luke. I wish they took him on. I wish I went to the High Court, GWS.
Should have went for the injunction.
Okay, yeah. Your bloke Dunkley
did
it.
We did it. We did it off the back of an incident with James Tursa, so Dunks could play in the grand final back in 96. I don't know. I think it's just a real matter of principle, and I just hate for the fact that everyone's going, oh, yeah, but it's there, and they had to zero in on it. Like everyone has been saying, you're going to play some grabs. You're going to play Paul Connors in a moment and Dermot Burton, but everybody's felt so strongly that if it's not Toby Green, it doesn't even get past the MRO.
No, it doesn't.
Does it? Mm. All right. Paul Connors, the manager of Toby Green, obviously so therefore a little biased, but haven't heard anyone give it a clip this hard for a long time.
Well, I sat through the two-hour hearing. I think the issue is we probably shouldn't have been there in the first place, Dwayne, given the events of Tuesday night where it was, as our QC said, it was just a hopeless decision in the first place. I sat through, I watched the vision a thousand times, and I have no idea how they've come to any conclusion in the first place at the MRO or on Tuesday night how they could find him guilty of touching Neil's face. I'm devastated for Toby. This is a prelim final, and if this was any other player, this would not have even got through the MRO. And if this was a Collingwood player, there would be uproar. And, you know, I've been very supportive of the expansion clubs, and in 20 years of management, over 20, I've never seen a worse decision. You can have your opinions on Toby, but on the facts of the facts, this is a disgrace.
Yeah, well said. Paul Connors, manager of Toby Green. Absolutely. And that, again, this is the problem. It's because of what happened last week with Toby Green.
Mm. And last week he should have got the week.
Yeah.
We acknowledge that.
Yeah.
On that charge.
Everyone, you can argue, say absolutely shouldn't have put himself in that situation. Yeah. But again, I'll bring it back. I said it 2 days ago. As Paul Ruse used to always say to us, do we want a player of any calibre, whether it be the star or the 22nd player, missing a prelim final because of that incident?
Yeah, no.
And I think you could straw poll the majority of society and footy fans and say they would say no. All right. Dermot Burton, I think, sums up beautifully what we're all searching for in trying to explain this situation.
I look at it and think, Toby, if you're guilty of anything, it's idiocy for placing yourself in that position again. But is there anything that warrants 8-week suspension in his actions? I still can't see anything. So there's a lot of little acts you say, oh, that doesn't look good, that's unsavoury. But nothing constitutes a week. For me, I cannot work out why there's a week suspension on that, except for we gave you the benefit of the doubt last week. You're back here again. Here's a week.
There's Dan on Fox Footy. I would have preferred they said his fingernails were too long and it was dangerous.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's just off the charts. And let's not forget this. So just so you're clear in your thinking, Tom Hawkins is not playing, right, tonight for a round arm.
Mm. Yes, correct.
And he's only going to miss 1 week.
Mm. Which should have been two or three.
Yeah, so just bear that in mind. All right. So Toby Green doesn't get off, doesn't get overturned, gets a week for stupidity because they missed him the week before. Bad luck, you had your chance, you missed him. Can't do that.
Yeah.
But Tom Hawkins, so Toby Green and Tom Hawkins are sitting side by side.
Yeah.
Both missing a game of footy and have a look at what they did.
Mm.
And you tell me that's fair.
Mm. It's not fair.
It's not. That's, it's not. That fair. Is utter crap.
It's not fair.
And how you can sit there and justify and put your head on the pillow if you're the AFL, the fact that it even got straight to the tribunal
yeah.
was a cop-out.
Yeah, correct.
Was it? Again, only my theory, a directive from above to put him up there
Marlin.
To make it real hard for the wriggle room to be seen to be doing the right thing because he wriggled out of last week.
And Collingwood, any of those Victorian clubs playing tomorrow,
oh.
it would be on.
Imagine the song and dance.
It would be on.
The song and dance. It'd
as Paul Connors mentioned, oh. it would be unbelievable. Anyway, he's got to just hang in there and hope that his mates will fire up because that's the thing.
Yep.
This could fire this GWS
never,
side
never
up.
Know.
Big time.
The Ferrari's been awfully four-wheel drive of
yeah,
late.
Yeah, oh, mate.
It's been off-road and
telling
tough.
You, Lou, exactly.
The last
tires
2 weeks.
Have been changed,
I'll tell you what, I think
lubed up.
I reckon they traded it in. I reckon they traded it in. They said, can I get...
What are they bringing back?
Can I get myself a Ford Raptor beefed up just so I can go berserk? Go berserk on anything from Melbourne coming my way.
Yeah.
I want to do a little bit of drive-by here, Jazz. Just changing tack. We love a drive-by on this show.
We thrive on it.
Paul Connors, I'm sorry, Toby's manager, just too long to qualify for the drive-by. Mm. Today's award goes to the coach of the Richmond Football Club, Damien Hardwick. I'll give you some context.
Yep.
Chris Scott said at the start of the week, in relation to where they're at, Richmond aren't as good as they were last year. Obviously, beaten last year.
Mm.
And then Scotty said, and we're better than we were last year. This is Dimmer's very neat, dare I say it, drive-by reply.
Your ears prick up when you heard Chris say he thought you were better last year.
Chris is very good at giving you an insult without giving you an insult, I reckon. Look, I love the way he goes about it. I love that football club, really. They're probably something we really admire to be. You know, they've been an incredible performer over a long period of time, and that's something our football club's starting to get an understanding of.
Now, that's quality banter.
Oh, I love it.
From Damien Hardwick.
Love it.
And if do yourself a favour, find that press conference. Mm. Yeah, get it up loud.
There you go.
There it is.
There's Dim.
There's Dimmer. What's he driving?
Well, they'll shake each other's hand tonight, won't they? Scotty and Dim.
Absolutely.
Little wink.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk in front of Scotty, though.
Not at the minute. No.
I'd make sure he's in my peripheral, just to be okay. All right. And if you miss the changes for the teams as we wrap this break up, Lockie Henderson in for the Cats.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, Tomahawk out, suspended. Richmond unchanged. And for the Pies, Ben Reid and local SA boy, James Aish, back in, which is good for
little rad.
Out goes DeGoey and Greenwood, both injured.
Big losses.
And obviously Whitfield and no Green.
Mm-hmm. Big losses.
Oh, massive losses. Never won one without those two in it. 0-6, the Giants.
Yeah.
Bobby Hill comes in and Lockie Keith comes in and replaces Toby Green. So that's the lineups for the prelim finals.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M.
And the other big news of the day, Sammy Jacobs and Adelaide Parting Company. Source going to exercise his free agency rights after 201 games and 48 goals and just a stellar career out at the Adelaide Football
Look
Club.
Look forward to his new start.
Bit of sample news, Charles. Of course, we're rocking footy on Sunday, 2:30, calling the big one. You, myself, Tex and Yada, but there is news afoot of a new coach out at the Eagles.
Sample. Woodville West Torrens have got the prized signature of Jade Sheedy. He'll be a full-time coach for the next three seasons. Jade obviously had a premiership win in the Div 2 comp with the Athelstan Football Club. Done a fantastic job. Should have got this job last year, but they went with Sam Lonigan, so they've made a mistake there, but they finally got it right. So welcome. Well done, Jade. Congratulations. Their under-18s won the flag.
Yep.
Their reserves are playing on Sunday.
They've always been strong, haven't they?
Oh, very
always.
Good. Very good foundations down there at the footy club.
Good gig for him.
So well done, Jade. All the best. Centrals are trying to find a senior coach as we speak.
They certainly are. All right. Now, let's talk more about you and some sightings.
Oh, yes. Yes,
boundaries, the German imprimatur is big.
Yep.
It's big, but it's certainly protective. When people stray into its area, it's a bit like the grey-white.
Yes.
I tell you what, you can go wherever you like, but the moment you step into his or her waters, then there is trouble. What's happened today?
Well, as you know, the Henley Football Oval, the community oval, I'm the president of the Henley Hounds Dog Club.
It's where you walk.
Very proud. Yes. Every morning I'm down there checking in the oval, making sure we pick up, we have disciplines. There's about nine of us, families that have dogs.
Yeah.
A couple of stray dogs come lurking.
Yeah.
And I go and eyeball these individuals and say, look, not the now.
Yeah, not the now.
Not the new. Anyway, so
you see it, you pick it up. Is that the rule?
Yes, sir. and if I spot someone else that hasn't, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so anyway,
what about dogs off leash after 8 a.m.? Is that all right?
What
dogs off leashes?
Yeah, well, they run around. They're free running, range running. Don't you dare come down. You're not bringing your dog down, mate.
Timmy, I might suggest you might want to put that in writing. You want to appear on the show before Jazz in one of his breaks too.
Jeez, Tim. Jeez, a little drive-by there, young man.
I mean, Murph would even hardly do that.
No. Anyway.
I'm just passionate, that's all.
These young lads rock up in their beautiful $100,000 cars.
Oh, hello.
And they swagger out like they're on the, you know, they just all just jump out in their
it's
shorts.
Like an episode of Entourage, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of that, Lou.
Yep.
So today, this morning, Brody Smith,
yep.
Cam Ellis-Yolman,
yep.
What's it, The Rat.
Oh, the rat.
And little Eduardo.
Eduardo, boys.
Now,
any calls?
Putting their cones.
Any phone calls?
No, not at all. I said to Bro, this is your turf. Mm. Why didn't you ring me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know yet. I said, the Crouch sisters have to.
It's a bit like the long sleeves.
The Red Baron Lynchy, they all ring.
Yeah.
They text me, Jars, using you over tomorrow. They've good learned. Lads. Yeah,
is it
no
free?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good.
So there they are doing their running session. I said, it's the 20th of bloody September. What are you running for? Get in the fat farm. They got to do two sessions a week. Anyway, so they're laying out their cones. I said, hey, this is the dogs' area.
Yeah, mate.
Wait till we're off the oval.
Mate, go to stall if you want to run the gift.
Yeah, and Brody said, well, what did you know? I said, yes, you do, champ.
Yeah.
So anyway, they waddle around.
Tops
I don't
off.
See any intensity.
Tops off?
No, but I thought Yolman might go down that path because he started to sweat.
Yeah.
He was running on his own with his dog who was running amok.
Oh.
No manners.
Oh.
So we decided to leave, and I just said goodbye to my club as their president, and a letter will go out regarding our Christmas show. Anyway, sitting in the car, I could just barely see his head over the steering wheel with his dark glasses on, Charlesworth.
Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, he was there.
Really?
Chomping on something,
hiding
under the steering wheel. Didn't want to get out of the car.
No. Didn't want to run.
He didn't want to run.
Which is great. I mean, that's a massive tick from us.
I thought he had a packet of salt vinegar chips in him.
Jeez, I hope he did.
And this was 8:39.
You know what?
Might have been a slab there. So
the only thing that would have made this story better was that Charlie was sitting there on a motorbike. Just giving it a bit of that stuff.
He eyeballed me and I eyeballed him back.
And
that's his tinted windows.
Yeah.
Honestly, Charles. So, anyway, they were doing their running program.
Boys, don't worry about running 400s. Go and drink 400 beers. Unwind.
What's the? It's the 12. I said to Brody, "What are you doing?" Oh, we've got to do a couple of minutes. I said, "No, mate.
Just go for a jog.
Just run around. Do a 2K. Meet at the old Henley pub.
Yeah.
Meet down at the Ramsgate at midday.
Next time you're down there, have a slab in your boot.
What do you want me to do?
Have an esky on ground.
And bring it out.
And ground. And just say, come over
here.
Yeah,
actually, that's what. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, there we go. But anyway, good luck to the lads. But little Charlie, I couldn't see him over beyond the steering wheel, Lou.
Yeah, I heard that about 3 minutes ago. We're done.
It's a rush hour. The quiz of no name coming up next. $1,000 on the line. Let's play 1-3-3-5-3.
Ah, some sweet folding to head into the weekend, Jars. Who's playing the quiz with no name today?
Owen from Parafield Gardens joins us. Good afternoon,
G'day, guys,
Owen.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Owen. Good, mate. We're going to get you set and get ready to go. You've got 60 seconds, 10 questions, one Automasters lifeline. Time starts at the end of the first question. I'll pass you over to Jar, Owen, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Which Adelaide Crows has departed the club today? Which Adelaide Crow?
Jacobs.
Name Toby Green's manager who went berserk and slammed the AFL on radio this morning.
Pass.
Okay, who have Geelong selected to replace Tom Hawkins in their side, are we?
Henderson.
Yep.
What rank are the Australian Boomers in the world now? What's our world ranking?
Automaster.
Yep. Okay, name the cricket legend that broke down Steve Smith's magnificent technique on social media overnight.
Pass.
Name an AFL club Jesse White played for before he played for Glenelg.
Sydney.
Okay, which player has kicked the most goals for the Port Magpies this season?
Big unit.
Don't know. Pass.
Good boy.
Who won the last premiership at Footy Park? Which Sandful side won the last premiership at Footy Park?
Centrals.
Where is Adelaide United playing their next FFA Cup game, mate? Whereabouts?
Tough.
Central Coast United.
Ooh, not bad. It's in the vicinity.
Ooh,
we needed the city.
Ooh, oh, dear.
It's a bit of... Yeah, nah.
Oh, I know what's going on.
Good effort, Owen. Things have just tightened up a lot in here, mate. For a Friday, they are super tough, and you're on the receiving end, my friend. You don't win the $1,000. You do win a great prize, though, doesn't he, Tim?
Yeah, he does, Owen. A double to Metallica, S&M2, Event Cinemas with San Francisco Symphony. October 9 and 11, tickets on sale now at eventcinemas.com.au. Enjoy that.
Okay.
There you go, are we? Enjoy. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend. Everybody else, Paul Connors is Toby Green's manager who slammed the AFL on radio. The Boomers are now ranked third.
How
jumped from 11th after the World Cup. Yep. Great effort. Sachin Tendulkar, didn't the he? Little master, the original little master.
Worked it
broke
out.
Down Steve Smith's technique. Billy Frampton is the leading goal kicker for the Port Maggies this year. Nord were the last Sandford side to win a premiership at Footy Park. That was 2013, Jar. And Gosford is where Adelaide United are playing their next FFA Cup game. All right, that's the quiz done and dusted. She'll be back next week.
BT on the air next. It's the Rush Hour, Giles and Louis. Get all your sports news first. Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Giles and Louis on Triple M. 5 tickets to give away for Monday night's Highway Brownlow on the deck. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to be there with Giles and Louis. Thehighway.com.au for bookings.
If you missed the news today, Big Source exercising his free agency right here in Adelaide. Have parted company after an illustrious career out there, the big man. We wish him well. We'll
good
find
luck,
out
boy.
Where he's going to be heading. Obviously, can't nominate.
No.
Until a certain
October
date,
the 4th.
Which is October. So
all the best,
we'll
mate.
Find out then. All right. But now, before we get out, as usual, on a Friday, time to do this segment.
Jars and Louis are about to turn up the heat. On the Rush Hour, it's Under the Spotlight.
Under the Spotlight, Jars. Who you got under the spotlight? Prelim final weekend.
Yep.
SANFL grand final weekend. A Waffle grand final weekend. You name it. VFL grand final. Everything. Can I just start with the umpires?
Of course you can. Oh,
but in a good way. Not in a bad way, but just in a good way. Yep. Be consistent.
Yep.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
If whatever you're calling from the start, call it all night. And in particular, none of it's finals time. So guess what? They'll let it go, I guarantee.
Yeah, put it away.
All right.
Toby Green and Tommy Hawkins under the spotlight in the grandstands tomorrow.
Yeah, little shot aways to the boys.
There'll
in the
be a
stands.
Fair few.
Oh, yeah.
If I was Tommy, stay home.
I mean, do it responsibly, but there's a drinking game there. Yeah. Right there.
So they're both under.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Chris Scott.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah. So you and I, mate, we think a lot. Yeah,
it has to be because.
I agree.
And he needs a plan.
He does. Need
something to disrupt the Tigers.
Yes. Not well, we see Paddy Lurk down there, start of the bounce,
so.
Full forward, everyone out.
Just walk down.
Everyone.
Motion.
Just get outside the fifth eye.
Just walk down, grab Gaz.
Gaz, come here.
The little master, you and I.
Just, yeah, tandem.
And then just send him out, and then everybody else out.
Yeah.
That'd be great to see. I've got Gaz under the spotlight. He's been up and down this final series.
Could this be his last game?
Could well
lose?
Be. Absolutely.
I think he's going to retire.
Just want to
this.
See some body contact from Gazza.
I want to see Gazza aggressive.
Yeah, me too.
Hit the contest.
All right. Danger in a good way because they need him, Patrick.
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah. Okay.
To play an enormous game of footy.
Payne and Menorah Union senior coach Gene McIntosh under the spotlight.
Yeah.
5 years now.
I tell you
grand
what.
Grand final against the old PAOC college side.
I mean. The coaching story itself, if he is able to win where he's taken the football club from and to, along with a few other key pillars out there.
Get a statue ready.
Absolutely, the Tosh. Can I go back to the Ferrari? And let's hope the Stig's driving it again this weekend.
The Stig.
The angry Stig.
I like it.
It's been in charge the last couple of weeks. I hope they're on edge. Big Mummy in there as well.
Just throwing his...
Can we have a contest? Because he's going to have to upset Grundy.
Yeah.
Has to.
Does it knee into the sternum?
Well, not even into that,
bounce?
But just be competitive and be able, be brutal but fair.
Mm. Bit of clip here and there.
Yeah, brutal
rough
but
up
fair.
A bit. You pull his mate, pull his little. I mean,
take it. No, don't pull hair because it's happening
no,
too
no,
much.
No, but take his
AFL.
Little, you know, ponytail off.
Yeah, just the little tie.
Yeah,
the hair
don't
tie.
Pull his hair, but take his tie off.
The hair tie and then say, I've got, and then have four or five on your wrist and say, I've got a few spare if you'd like that. He might come up to you and say, what's that for? Oh, because I'm just going to pull your hair tie out all night.
Sample grand final on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Under the spotlight.
I tell you he's under the spotlight.
Yeah. Ooh.
Peter Super Carey. And Greg Anderson, because they're in charge of presenting the cup, which
don't
is a great honour.
Lads.
Don't drop it.
Thomas Seymour Cup, mate. Yeah. I've heard it a couple of times. Drank out of it a few times.
So just...
but don't drop the cup.
Boys, and remember, especially Ando, it's not about you.
It's not about you, Ando. It's not about you.
That's a great honour for those
it's
two.
It's fantastic. Two great people.
Tim Kelly, Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, no.
For the Ferrari to win.
Okay.
Must be redlining.
Spotlight time.
Must be redlining
I like it, Luke.
Enormously.
Okay.
All right with that one.
Can I give Jade Sheedy, the new coach of West Torrens Woodville?
Yeah.
You're under the spotlight, mate.
Jeez, that's early.
Yeah, no, bad luck.
Only just got in charge.
I don't care.
I don't think he's even set up in his office yet.
He hadn't even, no. So he ain't got his car park yet.
Oh,
so congratulations, Jade. But you're under the spotlight, please.
Tex Walker.
He makes his debut.
Special comments, Triple M Rocks. Footy, 2:30.
What time
Sunday.
Do we all swagger in?
Anytime around 2 to 2:28. between 2 and 2:28.
You know, the
fine.
Other commentary boxes get nervous when we
do.
Roll in.
They do. They do.
Okay. All right, mate.
Because they do. They like to get there early, so there'll be food left, which would be good.
Kennedy Malloy up next. Liam Gallagher on the show.